Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, we couldn't have such good weather outside and on the horizon and not talk about barbecues, bringing people together. So say it to her face. No, just kidding. And just great crack. And the main idea is to get together and enjoy good food. And we're saying earlier that lots of people are probably sitting at home looking out into the backyard right now going, you know what, I think we will have a barbecue. So we thought we would bring on friends of the show, Gina and Carol Daly, to help us with top tips on barbecuing. Gina, how are you?
Hi, Alison. I'm good, thank you.
Carol, how are you?
I'm great, Alison. How are you keeping?
Great. I can't remember the last time we spoke to each other. It's been a while. You guys speak to each other all the time. But when I've spoken to you, it's been a while. Carol, you love barbecuing.
I do. I actually had the barbecue out yesterday. As soon as the sun hits, and like we're quite lucky because we live in the countryside, so it's nice and quiet. But there's nothing like that smell. And if I'm out for a walk and one of my neighbours has the barbecue on, I have to go home and put mine on because you just need to have that.
I know. And it is so summery and it's just so like, Gina, just it creates all good feelings really, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I suppose for us, like food is like, it's like a love language. And we always kind of cook things that are reminiscent of our holidays, so times that we've been away. So a lot of our inspiration comes from you know, say our favourite place is Italy. So summertime, then it's like, just even if it's just at your back garden, okay, it's a bit, you know, you wish you were on holidays, but you can have reminders of your lovely trips and stuff like that. So yeah,
exactly. Fantastic. And Carol, what about like, you know, you can have any amount of tools for barbecuing, but what do you think people really should have, the must-haves?
Well, I mean, the main thing, like, we have a big gas barbecue at the back, and I got a present of a little small barrel barbecue recently. It's probably 20 or 30 euros worth, and I've been using that a lot more.
Really?
So, like, all you need is a bit of get up and go, and I think some people kind of, I suppose, might be a bit afraid to barbecue because they're not really sure about kind of, I suppose, you know, what to do or how to cook, but I mean, it's so easy. Like, when we first got our barbecue, the first thing we made on it was a chicken korma. Which you wouldn't really associate with barbecuing, but it's just kind of about getting out and cooking outdoors. And for me, like, tips are, like, if you're making burgers, prep them early in the day or prep them the day before and put them in the fridge, let them kind of set a little bit. But yeah, just kind of getting up and going and going.
And go for it. I know I was talking about it with a friend because I'm actually going back to Canada in a couple of weeks' time and I'm really excited about it because it's been a year. And in our cottage, we don't have an oven anymore. Like, we haven't for years. So we barbecue everything, like desserts, everything. Pizzas.
Amazing.
It's brilliant. It's really good. I always say, if I can do something, anybody can do it as well. So, Gina, what would be some of your favorite things to make then?
So outdoor cooking, as Carol was saying, like we kind of do the unconventional on the barbecue. So what, like, if the cooking outside aspect of it, I think is the appeal for me. So what we actually do is we throw down like a cast iron pan onto the barbecue. So it doesn't necessarily have to be your traditional on your grill, you know, getting your lines on your meat. So you can actually do sauces and you can do like chicken curries.
Yeah.
And so like we do a lovely sticky orange chicken, for example.
Right.
So you can fry off your chicken or you can actually grill your chicken on the barbecue, cut it up into your pan and then add all your sauce ingredients. So if you have friends and family over, you don't want to be in the kitchen kind of sweating and people are out the back garden having a nice drink and you're, you know, killing yourself in the kitchen. You can join them out the back, make your lovely, you know, your pasta dishes or your traditional barbecue dishes and all be together. So yeah, it doesn't have to be your, I don't know why, but I always think of barbecues as like man food. I was like, Carl, you do the barbecue. But then when I started doing my dishes on it, I'm like, oh, I love it. Like even breakfast in the morning, like going out and throwing a few rashers off the barbecue.
I know. So we can put up your ingredients for a sticky orange chicken, but it does involve orange soda.
Yes.
It does. Yes. So, I mean, our dishes, we try to do them on the kind of lower calorie side or with a healthier twist. So you can use orange soda, which isn't usually a typical ingredient in it, but it's just because it's zero sugar and you're still getting that sweetness. You're getting that orange kick, but without the calories. So, yeah, it's a nice little kind of, say, for example, on a Friday evening or a Saturday at the weekend, you want to dial a dinner and you're saying, you know, it's easier to get a Chinese takeaway. This is a lovely one to throw on onto the barbecue or even in the kitchen and
still get that feeling. I do go back to your books quite a bit, actually, both of you, like I often do. What, tell us about this one, I think would appeal to a lot of people, Carl, the easy garlic and chili prawn pasta.
Oh, this is amazing. So basically, like, we all love a bit of prawn pil-pil, you know, lots of oil, lots of chili, lots of garlic and prawns. And we were kind of, it's normally served as a starter, and we were cooking it up one day and we're like, throw a bit of pasta in with that as well. And it kind of, all of a sudden it transforms into a main course. Mm. So you've got that beautiful, like, for me, like the cooking, it's all about simplicity. It's about, you know, few ingredients, but just using them right. And like that, like, if you have pasta, if you have garlic, if you have oil, you have chili, you can just make the most amazing dish ever. And then the prawns on top of that, it's just really flavorful. And again, like, you'll have it made in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, it's time and it's using good ingredients and, as you say, knowing how to use them as well. But Gina, you guys have three kitties. Are they all like good eaters, picky eaters in there, or how does it land? Because I have a picky eater, like a very picky eater.
Yeah, well, the three. So our eldest, I would have called her a picky eater, and she's getting really, I think as she gets older, she's becoming more, less reluctant.
More adventurous.
More adventurous, and will try things. Even if she doesn't like it, she's given herself a chance to actually say, yeah, I do like it, because before it was just, no. I don't like that because of the colour, or because maybe it has a texture or something, which I was probably like that when I was a kid as well. But yeah, the boys are great eaters, even the baby, he's only two. And I mean, whatever we have, he just wants. So it is great when you're able to kind of cook one meal for the whole family. But I do have to, you know, hide a bit of veggies and some things for the eldest one. But
it is
very lucky like that. Yeah,
it is tricky, because I know our challenge is, yeah, Jones, but I was picky. It's called karma. Like, I was so picky. And my husband's a meat eater and I'm not. So, like, it's finding that kind of balance. But, you know, just going back, Carol, to the barbecue as well, like, I find, I've been a veggie my whole life, there's so many things you can do with barbecue and veggie foods as well.
Absolutely. I was doing kind of like a Mexican street corn yesterday on the barbecue. So, and I was kind of giving it a lovely glaze, kind of honey and just paprika on it. And absolutely, like, you can do so much on it. Like, there's nothing like grilled vegetables, because again, it's that char, it's that kind of like sizzle off the barbecue. It just gives it that little bit extra flavor. So 100%.
Do you know what? I picture you guys never having a bad meal ever. I picture you like happy and laughing in the kitchen together and always making these masterpieces.
The first meal Gina ever cooked for me was the worst meal of my life. So we could only go up from there, to be fair.
Gina, you've got to fight back. Oh, you guys are such an inspiration. I love following you online, and you always have such creative, cool ideas, and, you know, good for the pocket. That's important to say as well. Like, you know, you're spending well. Thank you guys so much for joining me this morning on the show.
Oh, thanks for having us. It was a pleasure.
Thanks. Speak again. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.